the story here is about the house, Marston. You moved here, and you obviously were a Subud person, so where do you do Latihan? You come, and it's at 15th and Spring. So tell us how you got hooked up with the Seattle folks.
When I married Hadija in 74, she was extremely committed to Subud. In fact, our whole relationship was one of the first questions she asked. She says, you're in Subud, you'll always be in Subud, right? And so wherever we have lived, the first question that comes up is there a Subud group and that we can connect to? And that was a big attraction here in Seattle, too, the fact that there was a Subud group. I came up and stayed with the Branch Flowers, and they lived over in Bellevue, and that's why we still live in Bellevue, because they used to live in Bellevue. But I found an apartment over there. My mother moved up, and he took me in. I stayed at his house. I looked for work. I found a job at the University of Washington. We joined the group, and for a while, we were semi-active because we were kind of settling in, but fairly quickly, we became involved, you know, more intensely with the group. I had been a helper in Subud South, and also I had worked at Hope Street Hall, which was sold later, but I managed Hope Street Hall, which was a Subud facility, just like Spring Street Center is here now. So I had all of that experience of managing a building, a Subud building.
Hope Street's in L.A.
In L.A. It used to be in L.A. It was actually a Forrester's building that was bought. And I was on the regional committee down there when we bought it and actually signed on the note early, I think it was about 78 or 79. And I became, they needed a manager, and I'd done management. So I hadn't done facilities management, but I went with Marty Arquette, and we managed the building. And we were really cranking, doing seminars, everything imaginable, LifeSpring-esque, lots of seminars. A lot of what's happened here in terms of my involvement with the building, the enterprise, really kind of came out of that experience.
There was a rental at Hope Street Hall that they were just going to have a concert, and it turned out to be punk rock. You want to tell that story?
It was a story of when somebody comes in and books your facility, that you got to be really careful, even though they're dressed in business suits. But we ended up having a punk rock concert, which later became famous, but the building was left in a terrible condition. The group, the Germs, which was very famous at the time, who all died of drug overdoses. Later, within probably 5 years of that concert, I think most of them had died of drug overdoses. But they turned on the fire hydrants on the stage and shot them at the audience. So that's just the kind of mess they cause. The rental business has its ups and downs. Most of our clients were wonderful and left the place. Est and LifeSpring, in fact, were just the opposite of. They were hysterical about everything being perfect. So they were nice to work with.
Tell us about the positions you've held since being in Seattle.
Helper.
When we came here, we both were helpers, and they needed helpers. So at that time, a few years in, we became active as helpers. We didn't really know much about the group yet and how to fit in. And when we discovered Seattle, there's just a thing here in Seattle, it's kind of slow to get people to really accept you. We kind of felt that. In fact, when we moved here, there was a lesser Seattle group that was trying to keep people from moving here. So we immediately changed our license plates from Texas as quickly as possible. Though California would have been worse.
Yeah.
Because we didn't really want to Californicate the area. We just wanted to live here, you know. But there was this, in fact, my resume, I had to rewrite it to make sure it looked acceptable. That's pretty much gone away now in the culture, I think. There's so many people living here, so many places. But back in 89, it was all over the newspapers that go home, you know, don't move here.
Keep the bastards out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So
helper and.
So we became helper. Hadija, a few years later, became chair of the group. I think Abedin was vice chair, or they switched off. And then I became national vice chair, and then I became national treasurer back then. That was the first time I did it again last term. And then I worked on the regional committee, and ever since I've just jumped from post to post to post. I don't think there's been much of a gap of more than 6 months where I haven't had a title in Subud, which I guess some people, I'm famous for being one of the few people that never seems to stop. And probably I sometimes ask myself why, and it's A, I love it. I love Subud. I would do anything for its progress in any way, because it's been such an amazing gift to both Hadija and I. Very thankful that Richmond told our group about it. So
I want to catch you before you start crying, because I can feel it coming on. And it's that sense of gratitude that when you start thinking about the gratitude, it just really kind of overtakes you. You just surrender to that feeling of gratitude, because it's a really rare experience to feel that overwhelming sense. So I won't go there.